Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It's 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. This is the latest update from Hurricane Delta from Ken Graham here, right in our operations area. 105 mile an hour winds, northwest 15 miles an hour is the movement. The pressure is starting to fall. We've had the aircraft in there all morning and starting to see some of these pressure falls and also watching the structure of this storm. And we've been talking about it getting stronger and also larger. We are seeing that. So we're seeing some indications of an eye. You start looking at this satellite and start seeing where the hurricane hunters are flying through this system. But right in the middle of there, you'll see a darker area of clouds. That is the eye starting to form. So getting stronger with time. The other part, you just see the large expanse of this. You start seeing the upper clouds come out the top, meaning, you know, it's breathing. It's a very healthy storm, which means we do have a strengthening storm. And that is indicated when we start looking at our forecast. We've been talking about that as it gets into the Gulf, tapping into all that moist air, getting into that warm temperature, the ocean heat content of the Gulf, just plenty of fuel for this system. So the rest of today into tonight, you'll see this continue to get stronger, moving towards the Louisiana coast with time. And there's some cooler water right along the coast, and we expect to have some shear eventually as well. So we might see those winds come down as it approaches the coast. However, it's very important to talk about this, because even if that happens, you still have a large storm that's going to produce a lot of storm surge. So the larger the storm, the more the storm surge. You'll see that happen. And also the expansion of that wind field, you'll see more people seeing those winds. So that's something to think about. So don't focus just necessarily on that category. Think about those impacts. So timing wise, moving forward, this right here, that's tomorrow morning, Friday morning, approaching the coast during the afternoon. And by the evening hours, right on the coast and reaching Louisiana there. But remember the cone, upper Texas coast to central Louisiana, could see anywhere in there those hurricane force winds. So looking at some of those impacts, the winds arriving 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, wrap things up. You got today. Today's the day, because these large storms, you get the wind early, you can get the storm surge early. You'll get that storm surge well before the center, and that could cut off your evacuation route. So you have to be very careful associated with that. Let's start looking at some of the other impacts when it comes to water. One of them is rainfall. Any one of these orange areas here, 6 to 10 inches of rain, not just on the coast, southwest Louisiana, but also inland as the storm moves inland. Portions around Alexandria, some of these areas could get over 10 and maybe even 12 inches of rain by the time it's all said and done. So really a dangerous situation, and that stretches through most of Louisiana. Monroe, you know, Lake Charles, you know, you start looking at Baton Rouge, could see some of those winds and some of that rainfall as well. Want to spend some time on the storm surge. Got some updates there associated with the latest forecast. Big values, dangerous values. You have to listen to those local officials. If they tell you to leave, you have to leave. Some of these areas here, you look, especially if you go towards the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, back towards Port Fouchon, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's just dangerous storm surge. Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot, right around the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, even back towards the west, towards Holly Beach, 4 to 7 foot. So listen to those local officials, dangerous storm surge. We'll keep you posted from right here at the National Hurricane Center.